message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
It's my pleasure to welcome you again to the month of June, our month of high praises and quick works. And I trust God that God will do something in your life in Jesus' name. I'll try to be as brief as possible so as to be able to allow us to move back into further praises and thanksgiving. Quick work praise and thanksgiving. Quick work praise and thanksgiving is what I've captioned this short exhortation this morning. Our God is not a slow God. Our God is not a slow person by nature. He is a God of quick works. In 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9. The Bible says, and God is not slack concerning his promise. God is not slack. Can I have another version? God is not slack concerning his promise. Another version says, God does not delay his promise. Hello. God is not a slow person. He's not a person that delays what he wants to do. He's a quick God. He's an action person. He's action-packed. Action-packed God with action-packed blessings. And he's a faithful God. From eternity to eternity, he remains the same. Ever faithful, ever sure, ever kind. But there is something required for a man to assess quick works. A man's life can be very slow without this sequel that we are going to talk about this morning. It's called praise and thanksgiving. If you want it quick, quick, you turn to praise. If you want it fast, fast, you turn to praise. If you want it sharp, sharp, you will turn to praise. If you don't want it delayed, you turn to praise. Praise and thanksgiving is what triggers quick works. And the primary purpose for God creating man is to praise him. Isaiah chapter 43 verse 21. Isaiah 43 verse 21. These people, I have formed them and I formed them for myself. And why did I form them for myself? That they will show forth. Someone say show forth. They will show forth my praise. That's why I formed them for myself. You know, somebody that creates something knows the reason why he created the thing. He said the reason why I created them principally is for them to show forth my praise. That's why man's life is shattered, damaged, dilapidated, frustrated without praising God. That's why a man's life has no bearing, has no meaning, has no, is going nowhere. I can't arrive nowhere except he knows how to praise God. Praise is the celebration of the person of God and his faithfulness. It is the celebration of the person and the faithfulness of God. While thanksgiving is the exaltation and the appreciation of God for all he has done in our life. Everything about your life is a receivement, not an achievement. You received it. Not that you are the one that achieved it. John 3:27. A man can receive nothing except it be given to him from heaven. You can achieve as a plumber, as a doctor, as an engineer, as a lawyer, as a student, as a banker, as a barber, as a electrician, anything you are. It is God that made you that thing. That's why you should not compare yourself with anybody. You are good the way God created you. You are the best for your purpose. You are the best for what God created you for. God didn't make any mistake. That's why it's not necessary for you to change yourself. Somebody was telling me something about a young lady in the US who... somebody introduced that lady to a young man, and that young man was telling me that he introduced one girl to me to marry, and when they went out for lunch, she mentioned that she had implanted some things in her breast, and that's why she's looking so robust. And he asked her how much. I think she said about $10,000 or $15,000. I just said, if I have this kind of money, I'll use it for good gospel. Many lives will be saved through that kind of money. Television program, radio programs, many more buses will be bought. Used to for implantation to increase the size. So the size here is not okay. Until the thing looks like Let's move further so that there is no need for any adjustment. You are okay. You are fantastic. You are, in fact, the Bible says you are wonderfully made. So when they say wonder, you are the person they are talking about. Psalm 71 verse 7 says, I'm a living wonder because thou art my refuge. I'm a living wonder. I'm a wonderful person because you are my refuge. So you are a wonderful man, you are a wonderful lady, a wonderful man, a wonderful woman. Give Jesus a big clap for that. Thank you, Jesus. So God is a God of quick works. And one thing God does not give to man is his glory. In Isaiah 42 verse 8, I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory I will not share with anyone. I will not share my glory with, that is him, I'm the owner of the glory. I am the one that owns the glory concerning your life. And I'm ready to do as much as you want, if only you can thank me. Quickly this morning, beloved, wonderful men and women here this morning and those who are watching us from far and wide. What are the kinds of quick work available in praise? What can I get if I praise God? Give you a few points on that and then we trust God to be able to fire on to praising God better this morning. Kinds of quick work available in praise. Number one is deliverance and intervention. You can see what happened this morning. After we praise God, God sent a word which was not planned for before and released men from prison. Those that have been covered up, destinies covered up, glories covered up, as the word of God came forth in the place of praise, suddenly they came out of the grave. You are coming out of the grave they put you today. Your business is coming out of the grave they put you today. Your family is coming out of the grave that they put you today. Deliverance and intervention is very easy with praise. In Acts chapter 16, verse 24 to 26, Acts 16, 24 to 26, Paul and Silas were inside the prison. They were locked in the prison. And the Bible says, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison. They commanded them, throw these guys into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. They bound them together that they cannot escape. Verse 25, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed, comma. They prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. We have so many prayer warriors, but we have few praise warriors. That's why quick work is so scarce. If I tell somebody now, yeah, follow me, there's one mountain somewhere with 700 staircases, let us go there. And then we will pray there for 3 days, 3 nights. Rain will beat you there. I say, let us go. I'm sure God will. But when I say, let us praise God for 3 days. Praise God for 3 days. That one is just to praise God. And let's go back to that scripture. Wonderful people in the media. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praise unto God. And the prisoners heard them. The kind of praise that provides quick works. No, it's not silence praise. It's not praise that is so psychedelic. That praise that nobody can even hear you. And verse 26, and then suddenly, that's what they call quick works. Suddenly, or in an unexpected way, when they didn't even expect that it would happen, suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaking, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's band was loose. And they walked out for cheap because of praise. They walked out for cheap because of praise. They walked out for cheap because of praise. I don't care the nature of affliction the enemy has put place upon you. You are walking out free of charge today. I say you are walking out free of charge of that affliction today. Deliverance is your portion this morning in the name of Jesus. Every God praiser is a candidate of intervention. Even a madman, called a madman of Gadara in Mark chapter 5 from verse 1 to 13. Mark 5, 1 to 13. He was a madman, but he worshipped God. The Bible says, and as he worshiped God, this man is mad. No, madness has level. There are some people, they are mad, and you might not know they are mad. Some mad people wear suits and they walk around, you will not know that they are mad. There are some mad people, they wear boxers. It's another level of madness. There are some mad people, they walk naked. Those ones are still small level of madness compared. This one, he lives in where? In the tomb. And then he tears himself with stones and sharp objects. His madness is PhD madness. And then he's already about to enter into professor of madness. Now, let's go there. Or just go with me media as I'm moving. And then this guy's madness was very terrible. He came out one day. And as he came out, he met Jesus and he began to worship Jesus. And the Bible says, and as he worshiped Jesus, Jesus intervened. This madman knows how to praise, knows how to worship. I must deliver him. That's why no matter how bad you might look today, if you are a God praiser, people shouldn't think bad about you too much. Nobody should look down on somebody who knows how to praise God, because suddenly there will be a change in the person's matter. And that is you I'm talking about today. I can preach on this one alone for 3 hours. On this issue of praise and deliverance. Praise and deliverance. I can preach on this for 3 hours and I will not stop. Because I have enjoyed it many times. I've told you this story before about some years ago. Maybe my wife will remember how many years now. About 4 years or thereabout. I was coming from Lagos. Went to have some time with Father and the Lord in Lagos at the Winner's Chapel. And I was coming back with two of our leaders, a pastor and one of our leaders here driving. I was at the back. We left Lagos early enough, but there was terrible holdup. And we got to Bega around past 7 in the night. And I just felt in my spirit to start worshiping God. I started worshiping God. I started praising. I started worshiping God. At the back where I sat, I started praising God. And they joined me. And we praised God from Bega to past Ibadan, towards Oyo. Then we went into tongues. As I was praying, they were praying along with me. And then after some time, when we got towards Ogumosho, we stopped and we're just having a nice time. That was already around 2 a.m. in the night, around midnight, around that time. And suddenly, some guys, daredevil guys, came out of the bush with guns and said, "That is them. That is the car. That's the car." They said, "Stop, stop." I said, My friend, if you stop there, my friend, move." And they release bullets. It was like the kind of action film you watch that you go to cinema to pay for to watch. I say, "Don't stop. Keep moving." Say, "Get him, get him, get him, get him, get him, get him." They were shooting everywhere. And we just thank God after we escaped. Now, when I got home, it was very late, and I just thank God for my wife. I just went to rest. It was in the morning, my wife wanted to go out and looked at the car and shouted. I said, "What's going on?" He said, "This car everywhere full of bullets." I said, "Boo, what?" "Oh yeah, last night they tried to gun me down." So we started thanking God. I now called a mechanic. I said, "Take this car to the Panabita to fix these bullet holes." While he was going, he had not even gotten to what do you call that place? That Admiralty Drive. Police pursued him. They said, "This must be an armed robber car. How can they gun a car down like this?" Then they drove the guy to the police station and phoned me. "Hello, your car that you are using for armed robbery, they have caught the guy. Come and meet us." So I walked there. I said, "No, last night." They say, "I should provide evidence." Anyway, let's leave that for police matter. And then God was able to help us and the car was released. Now, what am I saying? That deliverance came on the platform of praise. That deliverance came on the platform. Your deliverance, your quick walk. Quick. Somebody say quick walk. Quick walk. When you want it, quick, quick. Promotion, quick, quick. Progress, quick, quick. Deliverance, quick, quick. Anything, quick, quick. It's possible through praise. Now, I have 7 points and I'm still on number one. And I have just about 15 minutes to go. Let's go to the second point and trust God if we can just take that. And then we'll go into further praise. Number two, kind of quick walk available in praise is called wonders of all kinds. Wonders of all kinds. In Exodus 15 verse 11, the Bible says, "Who is like unto thee, O Lord? among the gods who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praise, doing wonders. The praise of God is what brings about the wonders of man. If your desire is wonders, praise is the requirement. Many are searching for wonders. Say, where can I get wonders? Is it in Ilorin? Is it in Abuja? Is it in Lagos? Many have traveled to Germany to look for wonders. They jam nothing there. Their life did not jam fortune. They jam nothing. Why? Because they don't know the secret. Can I tell you this? Praise is an international currency. You can spend it anywhere. Hello. You can spend the currency of praise anywhere. In Nigeria, you spend it, you will do well. In America, you spend it, you will do well. In Dubai, you spend it, you will do well. In Nasarawa, you spend it, you will do well. In Congo Kinshasa, you spend it, you will do well. In Nicaragua, you spend it, you will do well. It's an international currency. It works everywhere. Just like dollar can be spent anywhere. If dollar can be spent everywhere, how much more? Praise. Every God praiser is a man or a woman of wonders. They carry wonders. They carry wonders about because they know how to praise God. Number three, quick work available in praise is called the silencing of adversaries. Your adversaries, that is your enemies, are silenced. Somebody say silence. Silence. They are silenced. They must keep quiet because you know how to praise God. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, from verse 20 to 24, you know the story very well. How those three nations came against Jehoshaphat and his people. And the Bible says that, and they rose up early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God and you shall be established. Believe his prophet and you shall prosper. Go on, beloved. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers. Someone say he appointed singers. He did not appoint people with machine gun. He did not appoint people with GPMG, general purpose machine gun. He did not appoint people with grenade or with bazooka. He appointed people that will thank God. Now go on. And they that should praise the beauty of his holiness. And as they went before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Now, what happened? And when they began to sing and to praise, when they began, not if they were still thinking of praising, they began. Then the quick work started. Quick work started. The Lord set ambushment against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah. And they were smitten. Go on. For the children of Ammon, Moab, stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir and utterly to slay and to destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. That is how your enemies will help to destroy one another. I said that is how your enemy will help to destroy one another. This is a story that shows us how God in his infinite mercy can silence a person's adversary because of praise. They went to God to praise God. And as they praise God, their enemies face themselves and they kill themselves. Friends, those who are ganging up against your family, they will face themselves and kill themselves. Those who are wishing your family bad luck, I decree in the name of Jesus, they will face themselves and kill themselves. If I were you, I would say a better amen. I respect those who know how to praise God. I'm telling you sincerely. Because there is nothing anybody has they won't have. There is nothing anybody is achieving they won't achieve. There is nothing anybody is doing that's a good thing they won't achieve. Because God cannot resist his praises. He can't resist praise. God can't resist. If he's sitting down and you begin to praise him, all of a sudden he's no more at ease. He's no more at ease. Just like those that smoke banja wee wee cannot resist banja wee wee. Have you seen those that smoke cocaine before? When it's time for them to smoke cocaine, They can sell their father's house for a wrap of cooking. The house the father built for 10 years in Lagos. They will say, how much do you want to buy it? The man says, I will give you 10 wraps of cooking. Say, bring it, take the house. They are so mad. None of your children shall be involved in this vice. None of your children shall be involved in this vice. In this month, our Wednesday service will be very, very explosive. I mean, last month was awesome when we talked on favor. This month, oh my God, you don't want to miss any of the services. We'll be treating these kind of issues in that service. And I'll talk further about that. Let me just round this off right now. Somebody being blessed already, shout a big hallelujah. Can I just take one more and then we can move on? I cannot finish this morning. Thank you, Jesus. I say thank you, Jesus. I say thank you, Jesus. Let me just take one more and then we'll go to further praise. Or if I can take two. Now, also, quick walks, another quick walk that praise brings into the life of a man is the blessing of preservation. The blessing of preservation. The blessing of preservation. The preservation and the protection of a man is at risk if he doesn't know how to praise God. In Malachi chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, the priest stood at risk of being destroyed because they didn't praise God. Say, if you will not hear and if you will not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you. I will curse your blessings. Yea, I have cursed them already because you do not lay it to heart. Somebody say, God forbid. He said, I will deal with you ruthlessly if you don't praise me. You refuse to praise. You did not even lay it to heart to appreciate what I've done for you. What I will do, the ears will be tingling. They say, why did God deal with this person like this? Because God does not like ingratitude. God does not like ingratitude. And I'll just take one more and then I'll close this. Number what now? 5. All right. The reversal of evil. Praise brings about the reversal of evil. I don't know the evil verdict the enemy has placed concerning you. Maybe they say you are not going to graduate, that you started your studies. And God says, he that began a good work is faithful to complete it. He who began a good work in you. He who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. Will be faithful to complete it. He who started a good work will be faithful to complete it in you. Our God is a God that completes good work. And he reverses evil. In Isaiah chapter 38 from verse 1, God sent Isaiah the son of Amos to go and meet Ezekiah. And said, Ezekiah, take care of your house. You are just about to die. You are going to die. You have spent it. And the Bible says he was sick unto death. Isaiah 38 verse 1 sent one of the greatest prophets, Isaiah the son of Amos. And the Bible says, and as he went to him, Ezekiah, smart man, went to God and began to pray. And God changed the verdict. And I discovered when I went into the scripture, the major reason why God reversed that thing. Now, I want to shock you now, this morning. In Isaiah 38 verse 18 and 19, Isaiah 38 verse 18 and 19, he started talking. He said, God, he said, for the grave cannot praise thee. Death cannot celebrate thee. They that go down into the pit cannot hope for thy truth. Go to the next verse, beloved. Now look at this. The living, he emphasized it twice. The living, he shall, that is me. Me, Ezekiah. Me, Ezekiah, the living. I am the one that can praise you. I cannot die now. And God said, ay, 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 you this boy. You're a smart boy. the basement boy. I'm adding 15 more years to your life. Because you as a living, you have vowed to praise me. Then I have vowed to elongate your life. Mark it in the name of Jesus. Every evil thing that they have planned concerning you is reversed in the name of Jesus. Every evil thing they have planned against you shall be reversed in the name of Jesus. Father in the Lord, Baba E. Adeboye, wonderful, great man. Do you know that every time Baba is doing bad day for some years now, he does the hours of praise of his age, he will do it. If he's 72, he will do 72 hours of praise. When he's 73, he will do 73 hours of praise. When he doesn't throw party, oh. There's no, he can do 73 malu of eating. But he didn't do that one. 72, 72 hours of praise. 73, 73 hours of praise. 74, 74 hours of praise. 75, 72. Opa. Mark it, you'll be surprised. He will soon do 100 hours of praise. Because he's a smart man. Every time you wake up in the morning, is it time to praise God if you want to live long? Every time you wake up, anytime I see another breaking of the day, I say
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Any time I see
another breaking of
the day,
I say. Walk is your desire. Praise and thanksgiving to God is the requirement. If you want it fast, go to praise. If you want it sharp, go to praise. If you want it very, very quickly, if you want to overtake your contemporaries, those that have gone ahead of you, be addicted to praise. Just praise Him. Lord, in the morning,
in the evening, Lord,
I'm going to praise you all the time.
I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.